Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Beans of Egypt, Maine by Carolyn Chute, performed by Joyce Bean and William DeVries.
Author's note: this copy of The Beans of Egypt, Maine is finished. It is the first finished version of the book. Other printings previous to this are not finished. I'll explain in a postscript. In memory of real Reuben. Who spared him this occasion? Who spared him rage? Erlene. Lizzie, Annie, and Rosie's rescue of me with blue cake. We've got a ranch house. Daddy built it. Daddy says it's called ranch 'cause it's like houses out west which cowboys sleep in. There's a picture window in all ranch houses, and if you're in one of them out west, you can look out and see the cattle eating grass on the plains and the cowboys riding around with lassos and tall hats. But we ain't got nothing like that here in Egypt, Maine. All Daddy and I got to look out at is the beans. Daddy says the beans are uncivilized animals. Predators, he calls them. If it runs, a bean'll shoot it. If it falls, a bean'll eat it, Daddy says, and his lip curls. A million times, Daddy says, Aline, don't go over on the bean's side of the right-of-way. Not ever. Daddy's bedroom is pine-paneled, the real kind. Daddy done it all. He filled the nail holes with miracle wood. One weekend, after we was all settled in, Daddy gets up on a chair and opens a can of miracle wood. He works it into the nail holes with a putty knife. He needs the chair, 'cause he's probably the littlest man in Egypt, Maine. Daddy gets a pain in his back after dinner, so we take a nap. We get under the covers and I scratch his back. Daddy says to take off my socks.